بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن إتيان الكهان والمنجمين والعراف وأصحاب الرمل والتضاريس من حصى والشعير وغيرهم. There is a chapter on the prohibition of going to fortune tellers. You're going to go to fortune tellers and have one fortune read, etc. This is not permitted, it is haram. The same way going to astrologers. Astrology and astronomy are two different things. Astronomy is the study of the stars, how they move, etc. Astrology is the belief that stars have an effect on a person's life. And a person that he sees in which month he was born, and according to that which star has got effect on him. There is nothing like that. And to go for all this, to go to those people, and very sadly, many of our youngsters are asking if they can go and study astrology, which is totally haram. Whether they have gone or not, we don't know. But this is also where it is a complete study. And to go to diviners, people who look in the crystal ball, etc., all those type of things. And geomancers, people who throw stones and barley seeds, etc. And from there, they tell you that what your future is, what has happened to you, etc. All these things are totally haram. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, سأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أناس عن الكهان. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها said, some people asked نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم with regard to fortune tellers, what is the reality, what is the matter with regard to fortune tellers. فقالوا يا رسول الله فقال ليسوا بشيء. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there is no truth in what they say. It isn't, there is no reality in it, there is no truth in it. قالوا فقالوا يا رسول الله إنهم يحدثنا أحيانا بشيء فيكون حقا. He said, but we see that sometimes they tell us something is going to happen, this will happen in your life, this is going to happen, and we see that actually happens also. So what is the position? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تلك الكلمة من الحق يخطفها الجني. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that is one word of the truth which the jinn had picked up. He had picked it up from the discussion of the malaika, etc. And then after that, فَيَقُرُّهَا فِي أُذُنِ وَلِيِّهِ. And then he casts that, he puts that word into the ears of his friends, the fortune tellers. That one word, which is what he heard of the discussion, eavesdropping and listening from the malaika, what is going to be happening, what decisions Allah Ta'ala has taken. فَيَخْلِطُونَ مَعَهَا مِئَةَ كَذْبَةٍ. And then that those fortune tellers, they mix with it another 100 lies. So there is one little thing that might come out of truth, but they are mixing it with 100 of lies. There is no reality. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us of this. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لِلْبُخَارِ. And in a similar narration in Bukhari Sharif, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. That Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إن الملائكة تنزل في الأنان وهو السحاب. That the malaika descend in the form of a cloud. That is, they come down towards the earth with the commandments of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. فَتَذْكُرُ الْأَمْرَ قُضِيَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And amongst them, they discuss that what matter Allah had decided already, and what they are appointed to go and do. Whatever is going to happen, that they discuss. فَيَسْتَرِقُ الشَّيْطَانُ السَّمْعَ. And then Shaitan eavesdrops. He listens secretly what they are saying and what they are discussing. فَيَسْمَعُهُ فَيُوحِيَهُ إِلَى الْكُحَانِ. After listening to it, he comes and he tells the fortune tellers that what they have said. فيكذبون مع حمية كذبة من عند أنفسهم. And then they add to it another 100 lies from their own sides. So just because sometimes you see something comes right, then you think, yes, this person here, he knows what is happening in the future, etc. But there are more lies, and full of lies it is. Fortune telling entails providing information of future events and claiming to have knowledge of the unseen. This was very common amongst the pagan Arabs. Previously it was very common, until today we have fortune tellers, etc. And amongst the Arabs, before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the jinn would proceed to the heavens and eavesdrop on the conversation of the angels regarding matters which had been decreed in the heavens. That is, before Islam, they used to go up and they used to listen to what all the discussions are taking place, etc. They would then proceed to the fortune tellers and inform them of what they had heard. These fortune tellers would then add lies to it and convey it to people. However, after the Nabuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the jinn were prevented from going up to the heavens, and by being pelted with blazing flame, they were not allowed anymore, and then they used to be thrown with stars, with blazing flames, and chased away. Muslims are prohibited from going to fortune tellers, palm readers, astrologers, gypsies, horoscope readers, and so forth. All these things, and to look at it in the newspaper also, and to see or to listen to it over the radio, all this is not permissible at all. And so forth, of the claim of having knowledge of the unseen, and because the information they provide is generally false, and in any case it is totally against Islam. In Islam, the only absolute truth is the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Safiyyah bint Ubayd and Ba'd Azwaj Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Safiyyah bint Abi Ubayd narrates anin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ata arrafan fasalahu an shay'in fasaddaqahu. Any person who goes to a diviner and then he asks him about matters about the future, etc., or about his own self, etc., I must see in me. Like we go many times to Amils, we say that, see for me what is happening in me, etc. لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاتٌ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. Not a single namaz of his is accepted of 40 days. If we go to these fortune tellers, these gypsies, these people who read the crystal ball, the horoscopes, etc. A diviner is one who interprets certain signs. They make certain signs and then they give some interpretation of it, and come to know of hidden matters such as the location of stolen goods, etc. In many cases, most of the cases, they will tell you it's there, your car will be found, etc. But nothing happens like that. You just go there and they tell you the good so-and-so have stolen it, they have kept it so-and-so place. But like that, nothing there is of that nature. Learning or teaching such knowledge is prohibited. And this is taught today at universities also. And the learning and teaching of it is prohibited. Believing in it destroys the rewards of one's righteous actions, since it is a form of shirk, polytheism, when a person equates the knowledge of people with Allah Ta'ala's knowledge of the unseen. That is, if we think anyone else, no. No matter how great Buzurg also it can be, he also doesn't know the unseen, the future. If by way of karamat Allah Ta'ala informs him of something, that is a different thing. But otherwise, knowledge of the unseen, it must be our full and strong aqidah and belief that only Allah Ta'ala knows the unseen and nobody else. Not even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alimul ghaib. Only Allah Ta'ala knows the unseen. And how much Allah informs the malaika, or he informs any person, that much that person knows, But more than that, a person does not know. Ulama have stated that while a person is not obligated to repeat those salats of 40 days, the fact that one will not be rewarded for 40 days of salah highlights the severity of the sin. So these things here, which also unfortunately are becoming very common, going to sangomas, etc., going to all this type of people, this is not permitted at all. And amils also who do their work, if they are not doing it according to Sharia, according to Quran and Hadith, then it is not permissible even to visit such an amil. We should only visit those that are doing it strictly according to Sharia. And that also is better to avoid. May Allah guide us towards righteousness and save us from all the evils and fitnas which are all around us in every way. Wa akhiru da'wana.